是你把我们领到你的面前来。
Again and again, you lead us into your presence.
每次到你面前的时候，你都是乐意向我们说话。
And each time we come into your presence, you are willing to speak to us.
因为你是说话的神。
Because you are God who speaks.
你总是把你的话向仰望等候你的人说清楚。
You always speak clearly your words to those who look and wait upon you.
你叫我们听见你说话的时候，也许不懂。
So even as we hear your words, perhaps we may not understand.
但是你总是慢慢的叫我懂。
But gradually you cause us to understand.
我们懂过来的时候。
And as we come to understand.
我们就要向你俯伏下拜。
We have to bow and worship you.
因为你从来没有留着你的话。不向人说，你就做。
Because you have never kept your word from us, and then you'll do it without letting us know.
你总是把话说了在前，然后你就按照你的话来做成你所要做的。
That you have first spoken your word, and then you will do according to your spoken word.
让人看见你手中所做的，就无可推诿。
So that when man sees the work of your hand, we are without excuse.
主，我们敬拜你。
Lord, we worship you.
过去你对你的百姓是这样的引导。
In the past, you have led your people this way.
如今对着你自己的教会，你更是这样的引导。
And now, even more so, you lead your church in this way.
你不单是在我们外面说话。
And not only do you speak to us outwardly.
你也是常在我们里面说话。
Often you speak to us within.
你让我们常活在你面光的底下。
So that we can ever live in your presence.
所以我们到你面前来，我们仰望主上，我们是更大的怜悯。
So as we come into your presence, Lord, we look unto you to give us even a greater mercy.
将赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
That you would bless us with the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
好叫你在宝座上的心一动，我们在地上立刻就有响应。
So that when your desire is moved in heaven on your throne, we will respond quickly on earth.
主啊，照着你看为最美的，引领我们进入你的话。
So according to your good will, Lord, you'll lead us into your word.
又按照你的话继续走前面该走的路。
That according to your word, we'll continue on the path we ought to
be on. 荣耀要归给你。
And all glory be thine.
祝福归给等候仰望你的人。
And blessings upon those who look and wait upon you.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look unto you and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
读以西结书的时候，越读越叫我们里面是给主打开。
As we continue to read more and more of the book of Ezekiel, he opens our heart within.
因为他当年对以西结说的话，现在我们读起来的时候，我们还是觉得好像亲耳在那里听见主说话。
For the words which you have spoken to Ezekiel in those days, as we hear today, we feel as the Lord is speaking to us personally.
尤其是在以西结书。
Especially in the book of Ezekiel.
里面很多都是提到历史上的事。
There are many passages concerning history.
但是每次我们看到历史上的事的时候。
But each time when we see these matters in history.
我们都是看见主把话说在前面。
We're able to see that God always speaks before the event.
许多人以为说圣经有什么证明，有什么证据证明圣经是神的话。
Many would doubt where is the evidence that the Bible is the word of God.
我觉得最有意思的就是以西结书。
And what I find very meaningful is the book of Ezekiel.
我们若是真是读进以西结书。
For if we really read into the book of Ezekiel.
我们就看见神是怎么的向人说话。来印证圣经是神的话。
We're able to see how God speaks to man to confirm the fact that the Bible is the word of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
上世末了的时候，我们一直是看着神指着推罗王那一个反隐的那一个背后的属灵的领头人。
Last time we looked into the king of Tyre, how it reflects for us the spiritual leader behind him, in reality.
让我们稍微看到地上许许多多的事情发生，原来背后总是有那么一个 属灵的抵挡的力量在那里操纵，在那里管理，在那里催促。
And so we're able to see, regardless of how many earthly events take place, that behind it, there is a spiritual power that controls, that governs, and that is at work behind those earthly events.
但是这一个属灵的权势没有能越得过神的绝对的管理。
Yet the spiritual authority cannot exceed the spiritual sovereignty of God.
我们留意到从推罗的当时神指着推罗的王子所说的话，让我们留意到这一方面。
And this is the area which we can take note of when the Lord spoke concerning the Prince of Tyre.
特别神借着推罗王来指出撒旦的堕落的前前后后，这一点是非常非常的严肃。又重要的。
Especially through the reflection of the King of Tyre, God gives us the story behind the fall of Satan, and this is very important and of utmost importance.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然堕落的那一个基路伯曾经在神面前是占那么一个荣耀的地位。
Even though the fallen cherub once stood in such a glorious ground.
但是因着他的悖逆，神就放弃他。
Yet because of his rebellion, God forsook him.
神就说出他要与他为敌。
And God says that he is opposed Satan.
那撒旦所做的一切事情在地上，一直是有他一直是有一个很非常明确的目的。
And all the work of Satan on earth is in a very clear direction.
在旧约的时候就不住的在那里跟神建立祭司的国度这一件事情来捣乱。
And even in the Old Testament, when God established the kingly priesthood, that Satan tries to intervene.
他捣乱的手段也做得蛮明确蛮清楚的，没有让人那么容易看到他背后的那一个他的安排。
Though his work is very evident, he is very cunning. That man is not able to see. He is at work behind in those arrangements.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
不管他是怎么样的来假装也好，凶猛如作。狮子来咆哮也好。
And no matter how he disguised himself as an angel of light or as a roaring lion,
神总把他的动作做一个明显的解开。
God reveals his actions to us very clearly.
所以上一次我们看到神用着推罗王来指着撒旦说话的时候。
So last time when we looked at the words concerning the king of Tyre,
我们很清楚地看到神说话那一段话的末了。
Very clearly we're able to see the end of those words of God.
乃是祭司的国度重新地摆出来。
It's the fact that the kingdom of priests once again will be restored.
虽然那里的话不多，只是轻轻微微地点出了以色列经过许许多多的漂流，神要把他带回来，让他们平平安安的活在神的赏赐的地里头，显明他们的功用。
Even though the words are few there and it's not very clear, but the Lord tells us that once again he will gather those who are scattered into the promised land to enjoy his blessing and that they will manifest their function there once again.
那么今天晚上我们从二十九章开始的时候呢，我们看到神说话的那个目标啊，就转移了。
Therefore, tonight when we look into chapter 29, we see the direction of God's word has shifted.
就神的话就指着埃及王来说了很多话。
Now, the word of God speaks much concerning the king of Egypt.
我们特别要留意到。
Let us take note especially.
如果从说话的时间来说。
If we look at the time frame in which the words were spoken,
说埃及的话是没有说在前面。
The words concerning Egypt was not spoken before the other passage.
但是也不是说的最后。
Yet it does not come at the end.
我们读二十六章的时候就看到神说话来对着推罗呢，是在被掳后的十一年。
We can see that the words concerning Tyre was spoken in the 11th year of exile.
那是在二十六章第一节
，Chapter 26, verse 1.
现在二十九章开始的时候，第一节呢，就又说到一个日子。
And in chapter 29, verse 1, it also gives us a date.
那是第十年的十月十二日。
In chapter 29, in the 10th year, in the 10th month, in the 12th day of the month.
那弟兄姊妹，你一看这个时间，你就看到它比二十六章说话的是早。
So brothers and sisters, when we look at the time itself, chapter 29, the time frame actually is before chapter 26 timeline.
就是说在11章的话没有说话以前，神就先说了29章的话。
Therefore, before chapter 26 was spoken, God spoke the words in chapter 29.
从29章一直到32章。
From chapter 29 to chapter
32, 都是在那一段时间里头说的。
Those words are spoken in the 10th year.
不过不比说26章神的话要对付推罗说得早。
But it is not spoken before the words spoken concerning the king of Tyre.
我们又会觉得稀奇。
Then we might find it strange.
那为什么这一段对埃及说的话，圣灵把他的安排是摆在11章，对推罗说过的话以后才摆出来呢？
We would wonder why the Holy Spirit recorded chapter 29, after chapter 26 concerning the king of Tyre.
如果我们留意到这个意思的时候呢，你就觉得，哎呦，神让以西结把这几次神说话的所说的内容必须要加上是哪一个日子说的。
Then if we take note of that point, we'll realize God had Ezekiel record specifically the date in the detail when it was spoken.
那我们就 要先来注意这个事情。
Then we have to first take note on this
point. 那二十九章一开始就说第十年十月十二日。
In chapter 29, verse 1, it says, in the 10th year, in the 10th month, in the 11th day of the month.
耶和华的话临到我说，人子啊，你要向埃及王法老预言攻击他。
The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
如果我们从时间上来看，
If we look at the timeline,
神对以西结说到埃及的事情的时候呢，是比进攻推罗早一年。
The time which God spoke to Ezekiel concerning Egypt was a year before the words concerning the king of Tyre.
就是说神还没有进攻推罗的时候就说了神要对付埃及。
That is even before Tyre was attacked, God had first spoken concerning the attack of Egypt.
那什么时候才开始对付埃及呢？
Now when was the attack upon Egypt?
如果我们再留意那个日子的记载的时候，
If we take note of the history, the recording in history,
你会发觉一件事情，
We then will discover
神说要对付埃及的话是说在真正对付埃及以前的十几年。
The fact that God spoke these words concerning the attack on Egypt actually came over a decade before the actual event took place.
那神在第十年，那就是说约以阿伯，就是在 犹大第二批被掳的人以后的第十年说这个话。
God spoke these words in the 10th year of the second group of captivity.
然后你就注意同是二十九章的十七节。
Also chapter 29, verse 17.
二十七年正月初一日，耶和华的话临到我说，人子啊，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒使他的军兵大大的效劳攻打推罗。
And it came to pass in the 7th and 20th year, in the first month, in the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, caused his army to serve a great service against Tyre.
那这里就提到另外一个日子。
And so here it gives us another day.
这里不是说神攻打推罗是二十七年的时候开始。
Here it does not record the fact that is only in the 27th year then they went to attack Tyre.
这里是说到推罗在攻打，神在攻打，神使那个尼布甲尼撒攻打推罗十几年以后才说这个话。
God spoke these words after God used Nebuchadnezzar to attack Tyre for over a decade.
说什么话呢？
What did God say?
就说推罗王要去攻打尼布甲尼撒王要去攻打埃及。
And that is now Nebuchadnezzar will turn his attack toward Egypt.
那弟兄姊妹你一看你就已经看到了，从第十年开始说话到二十七年。
So then from those two timelines, we can see from the 10th year when God spoke until the 27th year when the attack was taking place.
再说神让尼布甲尼撒王去攻打埃及。
That God spoke again in the 27th year that Nebuchadnezzar was used to attack Egypt.
当中相差了十七年了。
In the gap, then there is 17th years that took place.
那我们就要注意了，在第十年到十七年这一段时间。
Then we must take note with this time frame of 17 years.
尼布甲尼撒做什么？
What was Nebuchadnezzar doing?
那弟兄姊妹，你又来留意了。
Then brothers and sisters, you take note.
十一年
，in the 11th,
没还没到哪里，还没到哪里，我们就注意了。
Then we take note.
这十七年的时间，尼布甲尼撒。
Then we take note amongst these
做了些什么事
17 years, what did Nebuchadnezzar do?
那我们就回头 想到上一次我们说到尼布甲尼撒王攻打推罗花了前后17年的时间。
We recall last time when we share that Nebuchadnezzar used 17 years in his attack toward Tyre.
17年都没有攻下。
Yet, in those 17 years, he was not able to capture Tyre.
那所以到这一个时候。
So at this time,
神就让尼布甲尼撒王停下来不攻打推罗了。
God used Nebuchadnezzar to cease and no longer attack Tyre.
我们上一次提到这一点的时候就轻轻提了一下。
Last time when we mentioned this point, we lightly mentioned.
因为推罗人把陆地上的推罗城所有的人物财宝，所有有价值的东西全都迁到海半里外海那个海岛上面的那一半的推罗城。
So in the formation of Tyre, they are also situated half miles on an island. So they move from the Tyre on land to all the people and resources and treasures on land into the island that's half miles from shore.
巴比伦的军队在陆地上作战是可以, 你要他是海上去作战, 他们就没有什么办法。
As far as the army of Nebuchadnezzar, they can fight well on land, but they are without any merit when it goes to fight in the water.
把推罗要整个的拿下来, 就花了他这个前后17年的时间。
So it took him 17 years in his fight against Tyre.
那然后我们就来留意了。
And then we take note.
那17年后,
After 17 years,
神就对以西结说出一件事,
God used Ezekiel to speak.
说什么事呢?
What did he say?
我们先来看一看。 18节,
yeah, verse,
29章的18节,
look at verse 20, chapter 29, verse 18.
人子啊, 巴比伦王, 尼布甲尼撒, 使他的军兵大大效劳, 攻打推罗, 以致头都光除, 肩都磨破, 然而他和他的军兵 攻打推罗, 并没有从哪里得什么酬劳。
Son of man, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, caused his army to serve a great service against Tyre. Every head was made bald, and every shoulder was peeled. Yet had he no wages, nor his army for Tyre, for the service that he had served against it.
所以主耶和华如此说, 我必将埃及地赐给巴比伦王, 尼布甲尼撒, 他必掳掠埃及群众, 抢其中的财为乐物, 其中的货物为乐物, 就可以做他军兵的酬劳。
Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will give the land of Egypt unto Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall take her multitude, and take her spoil, and take her prey, and it shall be the wages for his army.
我将埃及之赐给他, 酬他所效的劳, 因王与军兵是为我勤劳, 这是主耶和华说的。
I have given him the land of Egypt for his labor, wherewith he served against it, Because they wrought for me, said of the Lord God.
那我们看到这些记载的时候，我们不能不问一个问题。
When we see such a recording, we must ask such a question.
为什么尼布甲尼撒攻推罗攻了17年攻不下，才发动去攻埃及呢？
Why would it be only after 17 years of attacking Tyre and not being successful that he would turn his army toward Egypt?
为什么不早一点去攻埃及呢？
Now, why did he not attack Egypt sooner?
当然我们不知道当时历史实际的原因。
Of course, we do not know the actual situation.
不过有些事情我们可以猜得到。
But there are certain things we can surmise.
尼布甲尼撒看, 我们那么大的那个军力, 攻你推罗这个一个小小的地方, 耗费了我那么多时间, 我还有脸见其他人吗?
But Nebuchadnezzar perhaps would see that he has used so much of his resources and time to attack such a small place of Tyre and yet could not capture it, he would lose face.
也许是尼布甲尼撒王他们那边那个骄傲所带出来的一个果子。
Perhaps that might be the result of their pride.
当然不一定。
Of course, that may not be the actual situation.
因为整个的安排我们看到是神在那里管理着。
Of course, we also realize the fact that it's got sovereignty behind all these events.
他要显露埃及的那一个愚昧无知。
It is in order to expose the foolishness and ignorance of Egypt.
所以他就让尼布甲尼撒攻打推罗那么长久。
So that God would allow for Nebuchadnezzar to spend so long a time to attack Tyre.
结果什么都得不着,
and was fruitless.
他才转兵去攻打埃及。
Then he would shift his army to attack Egypt.
那我说这一段的话, 是很有意思的。
So when I say these words, it is very interesting.
因为如果你只是听我说这几句话，就一点意思都没有。
Because if you just hear me say these words, it is meaningless.
但是你知道这一段的时间里头，神、以色列、尼布甲尼撒、埃及这几方面发生过什么事情。
But if we take note what has taken place amongst these four players, God, Israel, Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, and Egypt,
你就知道那个问题了。
Then we will realize the issue.
我们留意到。
We take note.
先是注意埃及和以色列的那一个他们当中的历史关系吧。
We will first take note of the relationship that Israel has with Egypt in history.
很早来说，那以色列在埃及做过奴隶几百年。
Of course, early on, Israel was made slaves in Egypt for several hundred years.
那后来他们离开埃及，就来到迦南。
After they left Egypt, they were in the land of Canaan.
那当然在这一段时间里头，如果我们稍微接稍微碰一下那个埃及的历史的话，你都知道，在这个时候，埃及是经过好多好多个王朝。
Of course, if we take note of the history of Egypt throughout that period of time, Egypt had many dynasties.
但是我们不去管它了，那一些，因为时间太久。
But that is not our attention because it is a long period of time.
但是我们要注意埃及跟以色列在犹大被掳以前，他们中间发生过什么事。
But what we want to pay attention to is right before Judah was in captivity, what the relationship between Israel and Egypt is.
而如果我们稍微接触上到这一方面的事情，我们就注意到现在神要对埃及说话的时候，前因后果，原来当中有那么许许多多的复杂的发展。
Now we take note of that relationship, then we can come to realize the complexity of the relationship throughout this time frame, with these matters.
我想特别是提出来的，要先回到历代志上头去看看约西王是。约西亚王是怎么战死的？
First, I believe we have to go back to the Chronicles to see how Josiah was killed in battle.
那这个我们要回到那个耶利米书那边来看看。
For that, we have to go back to the book of Jeremiah.
那在耶利米书那里，我们从哪里看到呢？
Where do we see that from the book of Jeremiah?
我们还是先看历代志。
Let us first turn to Second Chronicles.
历代志下最末了的。
At the end of Second Chronicles.
历代志下35章。
Second Chronicles chapter 35.
20节。
Starting with verse 20.
这事以后，约西亚修完了殿，有埃及王尼哥上来要攻击靠近伯拉河的加基米斯，约书亚出去抵挡他，他差遣使者来见约西亚说：“犹大王啊，我与你有何干？我今日来不是要攻击你，乃是要攻击与我征战之家。”并且神吩咐我运输行，你不要干预神的事，免得他毁灭你，因为神是与我同在。
Verse 20. After all this, when Josiah had prepared the temple, Necho king of Egypt came up to fight against Carchemish by Euphrates, And Josiah went out against him. But he sent ambassadors to him, saying, What have I to do with thee, thou king of Judah? I come not against thee this day, but against the house wherewith I have war. For God commanded me to make haste. Forbear thee from meddling with God, who is with me, that he destroy thee not.
使便来到你基多平原征战，弓箭手射中约西亚王，王对他的臣仆说：“我受了重伤，你拉我出阵吧。”他的臣仆扶他上了战车，上了赤车，送他到耶路撒冷，他就死了，葬在他坟列祖的坟墓里。
Nevertheless, Josiah would not turn his face from him, but disguised himself that he might fight with him, and hearkened not unto the words of Necho through the mouth of God, and came to fight in the valley of Megiddo. And the archers shot at King Josiah, and the king said to his servants, Have me away, for I am sore wounded. His servants therefore took him out of that chariot and put him in the second chariot that he had, and they brought him to Jerusalem, and he died, was buried there.
犹大人和耶路撒冷人都为他悲哀，耶利米为耶稣亚作哀歌，所有歌唱在哪里也唱哀歌，追悼，追度，约西亚直到今日，而且在以色列中成了定例，这歌在哀歌书上，好，那就跳到36节。
And Jeremiah lamented for Josiah, and all the singing men and the singing women spoke of Josiah in their lamentations to this day and made them an ordinance in Israel. And behold, they are written in the Lamentations, chapter 36, verse 1. Then the people of the land took Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, and made him king in his father's stead in Jerusalem.
那我们现在要先来注意这一段事。So
we first take note of this event.
埃及和以色列本来是有蛮不错的感情的。
Egypt and Israel had a relationship that was well.
不是说他们从前的那一个。
Not to speak of the relationship from long before.
我们可以从历代志或是以赛亚书上，我们都看到，从西西家王开始，连几个王下来，跟埃及都很有一点来往的。
From the Chronicles, from Isaiah, we can see, starting from the rule of Hezekiah and the several kings that follow, that there is relationship between Israel and Egypt.
并且他们也曾经联合过起来去对付亚述对他们的对犹大的进攻。
And they had formed an alliance together to against Assyrian and their attack on Jerusalem.
但是后来 情形有点改变了。But
later on, the circumstances changed.
那确实的改变是怎么来开始呢？
Now, how did these actual situations unfold?
我们也不能没有办法很清楚的知道。
We do not have means to know very clearly.
但是我们晓得一件事，
But we know,
那是圣经上面有记载的。
That was recorded in the Bible.
那就是 35章， 刚才我们所读的一段话。
And that is the passage we just read in chapter 35.
这一段话 就引出说， 约西亚王跟法老打仗了。
And that is the recording that Josiah was at war with Necho.
他们为什么打仗呢？
Now why were they at war?
这里好像也没有说得很清楚。
It does not say very clear here.
但是我们从其中也看到一些蛛丝马迹。
But from the recording we have some hints.
那原来那个时候，
That is at that time,
是亚述在灭亡以前最后一次的向西来征伐。
That is right before the fall of the Assyrian Empire, they were attacking to the west.
那他们那个时候已经亚述的军队已经到了那个黎巴嫩的警戒了。
At that time, the army of the Assyria were at the borders of Lebanon.
那么这个时候我们就看出了，亚述是东边的大帝国。
At that time, we can see that Assyria was the great empire from the east.
埃及呢，是西边的一个文化大国。
And Egypt was a great nation, a cultural nation to the west.
当然也有一点武力，但是就不如他们的文化那么高。
Now, of course, they were also had some power in the army, but they were known for their culture.
亚述那个时候虽然是蛮大。
Even though Assyria was rather empire at that time.
但是已经接近他灭亡的尾声了。
But it was on the decline and near their fall.
因为这是埃及跟亚述战争过了以后，亚述一回去，亚述就给巴比伦吞掉了。
That is after this battle between Assyria and Egypt, after they returned, they were destroyed by Babylon.
接下来的事情就是尼布甲尼撒的爸爸就把亚述那个帝国接了过来了，就成了巴比伦了。
And what happened was the father of Nebuchadnezzar then took over the Assyrian Empire and their land became the Babylonian Empire.
那现在就说到当那个亚述的军队来到黎巴嫩的时候。
So this records for us the period of time when the army of...
对不起、不是亚述的军队，那时候是巴比伦已经灭了亚述了。是巴比伦的军队攻到黎巴嫩的时候。
So at this time, actually, the Babylonian Empire has already destroyed the Assyrian Empire, so now they have come west and they are at the border of Lebanon.
那么也就是一个是新兴起来的东方强国，一个是西方原来所有的文化强国。
So we have a new rising power from the east that is coming to an existing cultural power in the west.
这一个时候
at this time,
就产生两个强国几乎正面冲突了。
It has come to a point when these two strong nations will be at odds directly against one another.
因为是已经来到黎巴嫩了。
For they have come to the border of Lebanon.
那在这个时候呢，法老王就出兵来跟尼布甲尼撒撒王来打仗。
So at this time, Necho then with his forces came to meet Nebuchadnezzar.
那这就是上头所说的在那个加基米斯，就是在黎巴嫩的地区了。
That is in the region of Lebanon, and this place we just read is Carchemish.
那这两个大国在那里打仗。
So when these two nations are at odds with one another.
约西亚为什么要出兵？
Why would Josiah go forth with his army?
那弟兄姊妹，我们从圣经里头的历史 也看到，在这一个时候，巴比伦、以色列的犹大跟巴比伦是有好像有点友谊了。自从西西家去接触过那个巴比伦的那个使。
At this particular time, we're able to realize that Israel had some friendly relationships with Babylon ever since the ambassadors of Babylon came to visit Hezekiah.
所以非常有可能。
So it's very possible.
当时以色列犹大就是要顺着巴比伦那方面的意思，他们也就出兵去阻挡埃及的军队。
Perhaps because of this reason that Israel also had their army to hinder the army of Egypt because of their inclination toward Babylon.
那所以结果呢？ 就犹大跟以色列就打起仗来了。
So then Egypt fought with Judah.
就发生约书亚战死的这一件事。
And brought about the death of Josiah.
那详细的情形如果我们要留意的话呢，我们就会说，那神为什么让约书亚战死呢？
If we take note of the details, then perhaps we might question why did God allow for Josiah to die in battle?
这个我不在这里说了，因为在历代志，我们从前看历代志时我提过了。
I won't get into detail here because we mentioned that when we studied the Chronicles before.
那么现在我们要留意到的。
So what we take note now is,
是因着这样的一件事情。
Because of this matter,
因为约西亚的战死。
Because of the death of Josiah,
就让埃及人的那个影响力就直接的就进入到犹大。
So because of the death of Josiah, then the impact, the influence of the Egypt has directly entered into Judah.
一面他在加基米斯那个地方跟巴比伦打仗的时候，埃及完全的打败了。
That is because at that time when Egypt fought against Babylon and Carchemish, they were completely defeated.
那巴比伦还是要继续要来进攻犹大的。
And Babylon were to continue to attack Jerusalem.
犹大那个时候
So at that time for Judah,
当然也是起初是站在巴比伦的那一边。
At first would be on the, would be siding with Babylon.
所以当约西亚死了以后，犹大人就立了他的儿子约哈斯接做王。
So after Josiah died, the people took Jehoahaz, Josiah's son, and made him king.
那然后那是历代志三十六章里头的事。
And that is in Chronicles chapter 36.
那约哈斯接了他父亲约西亚的王位，只做了三个月。
Jehoahaz only reigned 3 months in Jerusalem.
就发生问题了。
And issues came.
发生什么问题呢？
Now what problems?
埃及王就上来废掉他。
And he was put down, condemned by the king of Egypt.
又罚犹大国，是不是因着约西亚跟他们战斗的那一次犹大打败了，所以那埃及就按照这个机会来给犹大的一些处理。
Yeah, so perhaps Egypt punished Judah because of perhaps the situation with Josiah and used this as a reason to condemn them.
但是我们要注意一件事。
Then we have to take note of one thing.
注意一件什么事呢？
What is that?
那他上来向犹大追讨，也许战败的罚金吧。
Perhaps this was just the punishing them to fine them as a penalty for defeating them.
却连带把犹大的那个政治组织都起了变动。
But also at the same time, changed the political situation in Judah.
他废掉了约哈斯。
Not only did he put Jehoahaz down, but he,
约西亚的一个儿子约雅敬来接上来做王。
But also made Eliakim, the other son of Josiah, as king.
我为什么特别提这件事呢？
Why did I mention this specifically?
因为这一件事情就让犹大和埃及起了一个非常大的变化。
That is because this situation caused a drastic change between the relationship of Judah and Egypt.
因为犹大从这个时候开始就转过来依靠埃及。
So from this point on, Judah changed and turned toward, and leaned against Egypt, to trust in them.
而尼布甲尼撒的军队继续向犹大这边来进攻的时候。
And as Nebuchadnezzar and his Babylonian army continue toward west to attack.
从约雅敬开始一直到 西底家。
It was from here, Jehoiakim, all the way to the reign of Zedekiah.
非常明显的，你看到那从耶利米书，从耶利米书上，你可以看到他们是不住的依靠埃及来准备抵挡尼布甲尼撒王。
We can see throughout this time, even in the book of Jeremiah, the how Judah continued to trust in and lean upon Egypt as their trust to fight against Babylon.
所以我们留意到。
So we can take note then.
犹大的三次的被掳。
The three captivity of Judah.
都和埃及发生有一个不可分割的关系在哪里。
There is a binding relationship which they had with Egypt.
他们凭什么去抵挡尼布甲尼撒的军队呢？
Now what force did they have to defend themselves against the army of Nebuchadnezzar?
那凭什么说平安呢？
And they continue to cry out, peace, peace, peace. Where is that foundation?
除了以前我们所提过的，他们说我们有律法，我们有圣殿呢，这些是以外呢。
Besides the fact they claimed they had the law and the temple,
他们还有一个以为是可以依靠的，那就是埃及。
And the other trust that they can lean upon was Egypt.
但弟兄姊妹，你都我们都很清楚的看到。
But brothers and sisters, we see clearly.
从耶利米书上我们去更清楚地看到。
We're able to see from the book of Jeremiah,
犹大在末了的那段日子不住地要依靠埃及。
When Judah continued to trust in Egypt in the last days,
尤其是发生过一件事情。
Especially this event,
那是在耶利米书里头特别记载到的。
And that was especially recorded in the book of Jeremiah. What event is that?
那尼布甲尼撒的军队第三次进攻犹大的时候
That is in the third wave of attack from Nebuchadnezzar toward Judah
已经把耶路撒冷围起来了
And Nebuchadnezzar already besieged Jerusalem
也就是上一次我们所说以西结所说的那个巴比伦军队围城了。
And that was last time when we made mention of the fact that the Babylonian army has besieged, surrounded the city.
就在这一个时候。
Even at that time.
那我们可以翻到耶利米书那里去看了。
We can take a look there in the book of Jeremiah now.
那是在37章耶利米书的37章
And there that is in Jeremiah chapter 37
那是尼布甲尼撒军队已经围攻了耶路撒冷了
And here, Nebuchadnezzar already have surrounded Jerusalem.
然后你看第十一节。
If we look at verse 11.
加勒底的军队因怕法老的军队拔营离开耶路撒冷的时候耶利米就扎在民中出离耶路撒冷要往便雅悯地去在那里得自己的地业。
Verse 11 and 12, and it came to pass that when the army of the Chaldeans were broken up from Jerusalem for fear of Pharaoh's army, then Jeremiah went forth out of Jerusalem to go into the land of Benjamin to separate himself there in the midst of the people.
这一件事情是发生在什么时候呢
Now, when did this take place?
那你看37章的第五节
If we see verse 5 in chapter 37
法老的军队已经从埃及出来 那围困耶路撒冷的加勒底人听见他们的风声，就拔营离开耶路撒冷去了。
Then Pharaoh's army was come forth out of Egypt, and when the Chaldeans that besieged Jerusalem heard tidings of them, they departed from Jerusalem.
在这一个时候
，At this time,
耶利米就准备出城，就到便雅悯地去接受他从他侄儿那里所买的那块地。
So then at this time, Jeremiah was ready to go forth from Jerusalem into the land of Benjamin to buy the land from his nephew.
但是我们不是注意他去买那块地。
No, but we're not focused on the fact he's going to buy the land.
我们在这个话呢，要注意的就是尼布甲尼撒撒的军队怎么围攻耶路撒冷，后来又撤退呢？还没有攻下就撤退呢。
But our focus is on the fact now the army of Nebuchadnezzar has surrounded Jerusalem before they captured Jerusalem. Why would they depart?
那这一段话，弟兄姊妹，你就看到一件事，原来就是因着埃及出兵，要救援犹大。
We see there in verse 5 it says, because they heard the army of Pharaoh coming, so they departed from Jerusalem.
所以加勒底人就暂时的离开了。
So temporarily, the Chaldeans departed from Jerusalem.
去应对付那个埃及的军队。
And so went to fight against the army of Egypt.
那因为有这样的一事情发生。
And because of this,
耶路撒冷就加上一个更重要的原因，说我们平安了，我们平安了。
So there's greater reason than from Jerusalem to feel now we're safe, now we're peace.
你看，加勒底人自己走掉了，不是我们打他走的。
See how the Chaldeans departed. It is not because we fought against them.
是那个时候假先知们所说的话呢？为什么犹大人的耳朵能听得进去呢？原来就是有那么许许多多外边的原因。
So as far as the false prophets and what they proclaim was easily heard and accepted by the people were due to such things and many other reasons.
那好了，我们知道这些那段时间所发生的事。
So now we realize the situation at that time.
那我们回到29章来了。
Then when we return to Ezekiel chapter 29,
那么当我们就回到以西结第十章的时候
When we return to Ezekiel,
我们就留意到在29章提到两件事。
We see in chapter 29, two matters were mentioned.
头一件事情就是说，神要对付推罗王。
The first is that God will deal with the king of Tyre.
第二件事就是17年后。
That is, after 17 years.
神就指出推罗尼布甲尼撒没有把推罗攻下来，所以他在攻打推罗的时候什么都战利品都得不着。
That is that even in 17 years Nebuchadnezzar could not take Tyre, and amongst those years he was not able to gain any spoil.
所以他就不停止不再攻打推罗了，因为也实在没有办法能渡过海。
So he ceased from attacking Tyre and he had no way to cross over to Tyre.
那加勒底人的军队就怎么样呢？
So then what happened to the army of Nebuchadnezzar?
就转向去对埃及发动攻击了。
So they turned their attack upon Egypt.
那这是29章里面所提到的事情。
As mentioned in chapter 29 of Ezekiel.
一面是说到巴比伦的军队在推罗那里头一无所成。
On the one hand, it tells us the army of Nebuchadnezzar gained nothing from Tyre.
我说一无所成，不是说他战斗的成绩，而是说他在掠夺财物的事上面一无所成。
So when I refer to that, he did not gain anything was the fact he did not take Tyre and he did not gain for himself any spoil.
神也借着这个事情把他们的注意力引到埃及那边去了。
So through these events, God turned his attention, turned their attention to Egypt.
所以29章就特别说到，神要让埃及成为代替推罗 给加勒底人得赏赐的那一个地区。
So that God have said he would give the land of Egypt unto Nebuchadnezzar the Chaldeans as spoil in place of Tyre.
那好了，说了这个当时的历史的背景太多了。
So I spent too much time on the historical background in this time.
不过有一些事情我还想弟兄姊妹在历史上面要注意到的。
But there's other points that I like brothers and sisters to be aware of during this historical time.
我是轻轻的在当年记了下来。
And I will just lightly mention them.
详细的就不提了。
I will just lightly mention them and won't go into detail.
我是把巴比伦的军队进攻西方的时候他们那个战略的路线。
So if we take note of the strategy or the route, which the Babylonian army took when they went west.
那头主前605年那就是加基刚才我们所说的就是那个巴比伦军队打败埃及的那个加基穆斯的那一场战争，那是发生在主前605年。
So it was 605 BC as the Babylonian army went west, and the first place was Carchemish, which we mentioned earlier.
那然后呢，到主前597年呢？就掳掠约雅金，就是第二次掳掠犹大。
And that the next point was in 597 BC, that is during the second captivity when they took spoils from Jehoiachin, during that time Jehoiakim.
然后是主前586年呢，就攻破耶路撒冷。
It was then 586 BC, that Jerusalem fell.
然后呢，就555年呢，就对推罗开始打了十二三年的仗。
It was then 555 BC when Babylon fought 12-13 years against the king of Tyre.
然后呢，在主前581年呢，就第三次掳掠了犹大。
Then in 581 BC, it was the third captivity of Jerusalem.
那然后呢，在主前572年一直到568年呢，就前后两次攻打埃及。
It was then 572 BC and 568 BC that Babylon attacked Egypt twice.
结果也是灭了埃及。
And as a result, destroyed Egypt.
好了，现在那个历史上的那个背景上的事情，我们稍微做了一个交代。
So this is just to bring us through some of these points throughout history.
我特别说的这一段的话呢，乃是让弟兄姊妹很清楚的看到主说话要做什么事情在前。
I especially point out these matters is to highlight for brothers and sisters whatever will take place, God first have spoken.
神说了话以后，神就按照他的话去做。
After God has spoken, he will execute it according to his spoken word.
那这给我们很清楚的看到。
So we can clearly see.
以西结书在这里一直说到与以色列有关联的每一个邦国所发生的问题，不是说那些事情发生了以后，以西结在那里就做记录。
So when we see all these events take place concerning the nations surrounding Israel is not the fact after these events take place and Ezekiel is recording the events after they take place.
而是在神先说了让以西结记下来，然后事情就按照以西结所说的 like fashion.
But it is first God who spoken and Ezekiel have recorded, and then these events unfolded according to the word of God.
许多时候人家问你怎么知道圣经是神说的话?
And when he asked, how do we know that the word of the Bible is the word of God, and how do we show to prove that the Bible is the word of God?
以西结书就是一个很好的证明。
And the book of Ezekiel is very good evidence.
因为在那里, 不住连三接四的说了许许多多件事情，就是神说了就成了历史。Because
throughout the book of Ezekiel, we can see how God has spoken first, and then the events became history after.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
但现在好了，我们来看神对埃及说的那许许多多的话，为什么神说的那么重，埃及一定。
So now we turn our attention to the words God speaks so severely toward concerning Egypt. Why that Egypt must be destroyed?
那29章的第二节就说了，人子啊，你要向埃及王法老预言，攻击他和埃及全地说，主耶和华如此说。
And verse 2 of chapter 29. Son of man, set thy face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and prophesy against him and against all Egypt.
那下面所说的就是说到什么原因神要攻击埃及。
And then later on it gives us all the reasons why God will allow for the attack of Egypt.
那我把它指出来，弟兄姊妹，你立刻就懂了。
I will point them out and immediately brothers and sisters will see.
头一件事情,
the first matter,
埃及从法老一直到众民，他们都有一个这样的认识。
From Pharaoh all the way to all the people in Egypt, they all have this understanding.
所有地上的一切的好处, 都是我们自己所创造的。
That is, all the goodness of the earth is actually ours and made by our hands.
因为埃及人从心思的里头就有一个意念说。
That is, even in the hearts of the people of the Egypt, they had this thought.
我们就是神。
Now we are God.
这个是一个最基本的那个东西。
And this is the very basic reason.
弟兄姊妹，你先注意这一两句话。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note first of these words.
第三节当中那里开始。
Starting with the middle of verse 3.
你曾说，这河是我的，是我为自己造的。
For you have said, my river is mine own, and I have made it for myself.
那就是埃及人心里头是一个那个很明确的意念。
And this is a very clear thought which the Egyptians had.
我想丢什么在29章到32章当中 我们一直看下去你会看到。
Now from chapter 29 all the way through chapter 32 I believe brothers and sisters you will see this throughout.
埃及在那一个地区里头 不错,在文化上面来说,它是大国。
Yes, in that region, as far as Egypt is concerned, in culture, they are a great nation.
在军事上面来说,他们也不是弱者。
As far as their army is concerned, their power is concerned, they're also quite strong.
他们有一定的,在人所要夸耀的事情上面,是有资本的。
So they have some basis of things that which, according to man, they can be proud of.
那所以他才那么的夸大自己。
Therefore, they boast and exaggerate themselves in this way.
但是神对他说,
But God said to them,
你不过是坐在这条河里头的大鱼而已。
But you are but a fish of your river.
但是因为你这样的一个态度, 我与你为敌。
But I will oppose you because of such an attitude that you have.
当然，如果我们细细去留意的话呢，神为什么说是你这河里头的大鱼呢？
And why, if we take note, then we realize why God will say that you're but a big fish in this river.
因为他们埃及人 一直是觉得他们有了那一条尼罗河，他们就是成了很伟大的民族和国家。
That is because the Egyptians always felt because of the river Nile, for that reason they have become a strong power, a great nation.
而埃及在这一个地区里头是领头的。
And in that region, in that area, Egypt is the leader.
他们经过好多个王朝。
They have gone through many dynasties.
但是呢，他们埃及本身是他们在领头的。
But it is Egypt who is the leader throughout.
在非洲那一带，所有的地方都是跟他联盟的。
Therefore, in that area in Africa or in Ethiopia in Kush, it is in alliance with Egypt.
因为我们往上面看的时候就看到了，他要与巴比伦对抗的时候，他所动用的那个能力啊和那个范围啊，是包括是整个。几乎这个整个北非洲那一整块地方的那许许多多的民族和国家都团结在他自己的名下。
So we can see throughout the warfare between Egypt and Babylon, pretty much all of northern Africa, all the areas have been an alliance in a league against Babylon.
因此弟兄姊妹你特别注意。
So brothers and sisters, take note.
在上面神又说到他。
When God,
神说我要与你为敌。
When God says, I am against you.
那为什么神说的我与你为敌呢？
Why did God say I am against you?
除了他心里头对神的那个意念以外。
Besides the fact that in this heart that of Egypt they had for God.
还有一件事情就跟犹大连接起来了。
The other reason is in connection with Judah.
他在那个时候又站出来说我要成为犹大的扶持。
And they claim to be the support for Judah.
神在犹大被掳的那一段前后的时间，神兴起先知一直来告诉犹大的百姓。
That is throughout before the fall of Judah, God have risen up prophets to tell the people of Judah.
你们该知道，你们该所认定要依靠的是神的自己。
That the people ought to know they should acknowledge the Lord Himself only and to trust only in the Lord.
但是你们却是把你们的依靠放在你们眼中以为能帮助你的人。
But yet you put your trust, you put your confidence in those by your sight, which you believe can help you.
我们看以赛亚书是这样的警告。
We see that as a warning.
西西家王。
From the book of Isaiah to King Hezekiah.
耶利米是不住的警告那后那几个王。
And Jeremiah continued to warn the last kings.
其他的还一些先知那一个时候呢都是这样让神的百姓要转眼过来不要看环境要看神自己。
The other prophets throughout that time as well continue to speak against the people, do not live by sight, but to trust in God alone.
并且神也实际的借着犹大人那一个时候所经历的事情认识谁是他们的帮助。
And in fact, God allowed for the people of Judah to experience that indeed God alone is their help.
特别是在西西家战胜了其实不能说是他战胜是西西家胜过了那个亚述的大军对犹大的围困，对耶路撒冷的围困。
Especially through the experience of Hezekiah, not that he overcome, but he was victorious in the Syrian Empire besieged Jerusalem.
神显明了神是他们的依靠。
How God evidently displayed the fact that God alone is their trust.
但是那一个时候
，But at that time,
犹大人的心。没有向着神而偏上他们所以为能依靠的人埃及就是其中最有力的那一个。
Yet the people of God's hearts were not turned toward God, but put their trust and confidence in those people which they can see, and Egypt was one of them.
但是神借着以西结对犹大说对埃及说。
But through Ezekiel, God said to Judah,
我与你为敌。
I am against you.
你留意第六节。
Verse 6.
埃及一切的居民 因向以色列家成了芦苇的帐。
And all the inhabitants of Egypt shall know that I am the Lord because they have been a staff of reed to the house of Israel.
你们就知道我是耶和华。
Shall know that I am the Lord.
第七节，当他们就是犹大人用手扶持你的时候，你就断绝了。
When they took hold of thee by their hand, thou didst break.
伤了他们的肩，他们依靠你，你就断绝了，闪了他们的腰。
And when all their shoulder, and when they leaned upon thee, thou broke and made all their loins to be at a stand.
神的话说得太清楚了。
The word of God is very clear.
他指着埃及人说。
God is speaking against Egypt.
你们要死，犹大人来依靠你们。
You want the people of Judah to trust in you.
你凭什么来做他们的依靠呢？
How can you be their trust?
你不过是，你看你就只是一根可依靠的手杖。
You thought you are a reliable staff.
但是你不知道，你自己却是芦苇来造成的杖。
But you are only a staff of weed.
那弟兄姊妹，你想想就知道了。
Now, brothers and sisters, you can
imagine. 用芦苇来做一个杖，那个杖可靠吗？
A staff that is made of weed, is that trustworthy?
固然本身不可靠，你还叫依靠你的人受了大损伤。
The staff itself is not trustworthy, and those who lean on it will be hurt.
主的话就说得很清楚。
And the word of the Lord is very clear.
那所以神就说到了，你要以为这样你可以帮助以色列人，犹大人。
And you thought you were of help to Judah, to Israel.
我就要叫你看见，你自己本身就是一个可给截断的芦苇。
And I will show you that you are but a reed that can break.
我现在告诉你。
Now I will tell you.
我要叫你们荒凉。
That you'll be desolate.
不仅是犹大自己保不了自己。
Not only can Judah not protect himself.
你要去帮助犹大，连你自己都不能被保护。
And if you go to help Judah, you also will not be protected.
所以十六节说，埃及并不再做以色列家所依靠的。以色列家仰望埃及人的时候，便思念罪孽，他们就知道我是耶和华。
And it shall be no more the confidence of the house of Israel, which bringeth their iniquity to remembrance, when they shall look after them, but they shall know that I am the Lord God.
事实在那里，就让犹大的百姓心里很清楚。
So it's very clear, it's for the people of Judah to be very clear.
我们失落了。
We have fallen.
为什么我们失落呢？
Why did we fall?
因为我们依靠人。
Because we trusted in man.
你们依靠谁呢？
Who do we should trust?
我们依靠埃及。
We trusted Egypt.
人以为可靠的人。
And man thought they can trust in man.
但是神显明说，人是不可靠的。
But very clearly God says man is not trustworthy.
你该依靠的是神的自己。
And you ought to put your trust in God alone.
所以神在29章里头很清楚地指出一个问题，埃及要站出来代替神的地位，去做以色列人的扶持。
Very clearly, chapter 29 is outstanding that Egypt wants to be the one in place of God to put so that Israel will put their trust in them instead of God.
这样的心思就造成了一个结果。神与神与埃及成了敌对的。
Because of this thought which Egypt have, then God is against Egypt.
就引出了上面神说，我现在又让尼布甲尼撒来王，来你埃及去得着你们所有的，去补偿他们在进攻推罗所得不着的。
So which brought to the fact that God has allowed Nebuchadnezzar and given Egypt unto him as the her spoil in place of Tyre.
那然后接上去三十节。
And chapter 30.
那神也就是 借着二十九章里面所提到神要对付以色列，神要对付埃及的那一个心思，是说到犹大所不是犹大，埃及所承担的那一个难处。
So God continues the thought into chapter 30 to speak of how Egypt is dealt with and the woe that has come upon them.
因为神就指出，不仅是你们埃及人本身要受这个对付。
So not only are the Egyptians, the inhabitants of Egypt themselves will come under this hardship.
连与你同盟的那一些邦国，就是都是在非洲那一带的，都一同来承担这一个对付。
In the region of Africa, that is, all those are in league and alliance with Egypt, also this harm shall fall upon them.
那所以这里面一说到埃及的时候，就连同与埃及连同盟的那些邦国都包括在里头。
So here, when it speaks of Egypt, it also includes all the nations that are in alliance with Egypt.
神的话就说得很清楚，我一定使巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒的手除灭埃及众人，那是第十节。
And verse 10, it is very clear, it says that he and his people with him shall be brought to destroy the land, and they shall draw their swords against Egypt.
神说他对付埃及的时候，不仅是对付埃及的人。
So when God says he is not only dealing against Egypt and all of Egypt's inhabitants,
也同时对付埃及的所有的偶像。
But also all the idolatry of Egypt.
那所以说到二十节的时候。
So in verse 20,
神说了一句话是非常有意思的。
These words of God are very meaningful.
十一年正月初七日。所以就是刚才我们提过了，那也是犹大被第二次被掳以后的十一年。
And we mentioned this is the 11th year, and that is the 11th year of the second exile of Judah.
正如刚才所提到的，在这段时间的里面，埃及不住的要做以色列的扶持。
And we continue to mention, during this period of time, Egypt continued to be the one that Judah trusted in.
那时候还没有开始进攻埃及，不过神的话已经说清楚在前面。
So at this time, Nebuchadnezzar did not yet attack Egypt, but God have spoken this beforehand.
11年正月初七日，耶和华的话临到我说，人子啊，我已打折埃及王法老的膀臂，没有敷药，也没有用布缠好，使他有力持刀。
And it came to pass in the 11th year, in the first month, in the 7th day of the month, that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have broken the arm of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and lo, it shall not be bound up to be healed, to put a roller to bind it, to make it strong to hold the sword.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这话很有意思。
The brothers and sisters, these words are very meaningful.
埃及以为自己很有力气。
Egypt thought they were powerful.
很有本事。
They were very strong.
可以做犹大的扶持。
That they can support Judah.
但神说，
But God said,
我已经打折了你的肩膀，
I have already broken their arm,
使你不能拿刀，
and they cannot hold the sword.
你还夸什么口呢？
Now, how can you be boastful?
你连武器都使不动的时候，你怎么去还保护？保护自己你保护不了，你怎么还能去保护别人呢？
If you cannot wield your weapon, how can you protect others, lest you cannot even protect yourself?
我们留意到神在这里说这些话。
So when we take note when God speaks these words here.
那然后呢？
And then
就到了三十一节。在神说到对付犹大的埃及的时候，他也提到一件很严肃的事，他说我要把你埃及人分散到列国。
And even as God deals with the Egyptians, he mentions a very severe matter about the Egyptians, that he will scatter them throughout the nations.
你就知道我是耶和华了。
That they shall know I am the Lord.
你以为你是可靠的。
And you thought you are trustworthy.
你连自己都靠不住。
Yet you cannot even protect yourself.
那所以到了那个到了三十一章的时候。
So when we reach chapter 31.
弟兄姊妹们，你要很清楚地注意一件事。
Brothers and sisters, take note of one thing.
神是把神对付埃及的前前后后在那里说了一些话。
God spoke certain words concerning, the situation of Egypt.
他说什么呢？
What did God say?
他肯定一个事实。
God acknowledges this fact.
埃及，你在人中间的确是有可夸的地方。
That in fact, Egypt had things which they can boast amongst men.
那三十一章里边神就是说这件事情。
And in chapter 31, God is speaking to this point.
那说这件事情是什么呢？
What did God say?
他说啊，我把你我把埃及与亚述来做一个比较。
And if I use Egypt in comparison with Assyria,
亚述是当时那个那个时候的大国。
And at that time, Assyria was a great nation.
巴比伦没兴起以前。亚述是那个时候真真实实是大国。
Before the rise of Babylon, indeed, Assyria was a great nation, a great empire.
神说，亚述啊，就好像什么呢？我笼统的在那里说了。
And so in general, God puts this concerning Assyria, they are like.
它好像是黎巴嫩中的香柏树。
They are like a cedar in Lebanon.
啊，这个树啊，好不得了。
Now this is a great tree.
上面是上到高天。
And they are pointed toward heaven.
上面是上到地深。
And they are deeply rooted.
他就是说到，他是把湿地的所有的精华都吸收过来，让它成长。
In other words, this great tree is absorbing all the essence of the earth for it to grow big.
然后在外面，它就成长起来。一直通到天上。
And so it continued to grow in high in stature, and the heights were exalted above all the trees.
这一个比方就说到亚述当年的那一种威势。
And this description really tells us of the pomp of the power of Assyria at that time.
好像把天与地都掌握在手里。
It seems as if the greatness of their power now is in control even of heaven and earth.
他说埃及啊，你要是看看的时候，你把你自己跟那个亚述来比较，亚述还比不上你呢。
And it says that in comparison, as great as Assyria was, yet they're not even likened to your greatness, Egypt.
弟兄姊妹，你把那些话一看清楚的时候，你就看到这个话的意思。
So brothers and sisters, when we read in detail, we are able to see the meaning of these words, this comparison.
在地上人间所接触过的，再没有比亚述高了。
Now what man have seen in those days are no one is as great as Assyria.
但是你们看自己比亚述，你们比亚述还要强。
But yet, as great as Assyria is, you are even more great than Assyria.
但是强到一个什么地步呢？
But how great are you?
很有意思的这段话。
Now these words are very interesting and
meaningful. 他是说到亚述的时候。
When it speaks of Assyria.
就说到亚述啊，荣耀丰盛到一个地步，可以和神的伊甸园来相比。
And now the fullness, the richness, the glory of Assyria was so great it can compare with the garden of God of Eden.
不但是伊甸园来跟他相比。
Not only in comparison with the garden of Eden.
甚至他们还以为我们比伊甸园还要厉害。
But not only now we can compare ourselves to Eden, but even greater than Eden.
但事实上
But in fact,
埃及啊，你看你能比得上亚述 比不上呢？可也许可以比上，你也以为你是超国。
Now, as you, Egypt, when you compare yourself to Assyria, you think you can compare, and perhaps you might even exceed Assyria.
但是你要看这个结果。
But you see the result.
伊甸园那么厉害的一个地区。
Now, even in the great, garden,of God in Eden.
亚述就把他们自己看成是伊甸园里头的 那些所表达的最美的。
And even Assyria would liken itself to all the goodness that is in the Garden of Eden.
但是神就指出一个问题来。
But God points forth this issue.
什么问题呢？
What issue is that?
弟兄姊妹，只要翻到看到十二节
，If we look at
十四节下最末了的那两句话
，If we look at the end of verse 14，
神说他们就是这样的，也没有什么好夸的。
And even as great as you think you are, yet there's nothing to be prideful of.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们在世人中和撒康的人都被交于死亡到阴府里去了。
For they all are delivered unto death to the nether parts of the earth in the midst of the children of men with them that go down to the pit.
当然神对埃及说话的时候，亚述是已经灭亡了。
Of course, when God spoke to Egypt, Assyria was already destroyed.
他们所夸的许许多多的东西都没有多少存留了。
Now, even in all that they boast of, not much is left.
到哪去呢？
Where did they go?
神说就到死人那边去了。
And God says they have
到阴间哪去了？
Got to the nether parts of the earth.
到那个人不甘心乐意去的地方去了。
In the midst of the children of men with them that go down to the pit.
那你现在要学要还看自己比亚述还厉害，你要看到你的结局。
Now, even if you were to boast yourself over Assyria, yet pay attention to your end.
说当我们看到31章看到18节的时候
So when we see chapter 31 verse 18
那个是可以说就是神说你可以夸你可以自夸你可以把自己摆到以为最高最高的地位但是你必须要看到你自己的结局
So as God tells them you can boast and you can be prideful and how great you are butNevertheless, take note of your end.
18节
Verse 18.
在这样荣耀威势上，在伊甸园诸树中，谁能与你相比？然而你要与伊甸的诸树一同下到阴府，在未受割礼的人中，与被杀的人一同躺卧。法老和他的群众乃是如此。这是主耶和华说的。
To whom art thou thus like in glory and in greatness amongst the trees of Eden? Yet shalt thou be brought down with the trees of Eden unto the nether parts of the earth. Thou shalt lie in the midst of the uncircumcised with them that are slain by the sword. This is Pharaoh and all his multitude, saith the Lord God.
回答起来就是那么一句话。
So, in summary,
你连自己都保。都维持不住，你怎么可以说是你能帮助别人呢
？If you cannot sustain even yourself, how can you be of help to others？
但是特别叫我们觉得有意思的呢，
But,
还不是这些字面上的意思。
What is meaningful is not even these words that are outward。
我们不能不要再问一个问题。
We must then ask a further
question。为什么神说这许许多多的比喻、比方啊？要迁到伊甸园。
Why did God use all these parables or illustrations and connect it with the Garden of Eden?
你迁到伊甸园，我们就知道那个问题所在了。
When we connect it with the Garden of Eden, we know where the issue lies.
因为在伊甸园里头， 那就是人的堕落的起头。
That is because in the Garden of Eden, that is the origin of man's fall.
在人没有堕落以前
，before man fell，
伊甸园里面一切真的是荣耀丰盛华，也荣耀华美。
Indeed, before the fall of man, all that is in the garden was beautiful and majestic and glorious and rich.
神就把它交在人的手里。
And God entrusted all of that in the hand of man for man to rule over all of this.
但是人的愚昧没有认清楚神的自己和人的自己。
Yet in the foolishness of man, man did not acknowledge himself and who God is.
那结果呢
？As a result，
就引出了伊甸园的那一个当年的结局。
Brought about the fall in Eden at that time。
所以在这里，当神一提到这件事的时候，你不能不留意到，好好的提到伊甸园干什么呢？什么不好做比方呢？怎么拿伊甸园来做比方呢
？So when we take note of this, all the words that are used, why would God use?Eden as the comparison and use Eden as the illustration.
这里面的问题就好大了。
Within this illustration, the issue is great.
一个很正面的意思就是说，你如果站在与神的对立面，你的结局就是这样。
A positive illustration is that if you stand in opposition to God, that will be your end.
三十一章最末了那一句，就说到这个事情发生的时候，主又说那个话，这是耶和华说的。
And so even at the summary of chapter 31, it is recorded, said of the Lord God.
那然后就我们连接到三十二章。
If we continue on to chapter 32.
那三十二章的时候，那是神在十二年十二月初一日
and that it came to pass in the 12th year in the 12th month in the first day of the month
他说你就为埃及王做一个哀歌
Son of man take up a lamentation for Pharaoh king of Egypt
那整个的说来也就是把上面神所说的用一个哀歌来把它表达出来。
So then all is expressed in this lamentation.
因为在这个哀歌里面呢，就是很清楚，十一节就说了，要主耶和华如此说：巴比伦王的刀必临到你，我必借勇士的刀使你的众民扑倒。这勇士都是列国中残暴的，他们必使埃及的骄傲归于无有。埃及的众民必被灭绝。
11 and 12 there it says, For thus saith the Lord God, The sword of the king of Babylon shall come upon thee, By the swords of the mighty will I cause thy multitude to fall, The terrible of the nations, all of them, And they shall spoil the pomp of Egypt, And all the multitudes thereof shall be destroyed.
弟兄姊妹，我们就看到，当时神说这许许多的话，是说在埃及还没有接受任何的攻击以前。
Brothers and sisters, again, all these words are spoken before Egypt was even attacked.
但是神说出了这些话，就已经把埃及放在一个绝望的地位上了。
But yet the spoken word of God has already placed Egypt in this position of hopelessness.
然而还有意思的。
And even more meaningful, it continues.
就是再接上去过一点，过几天。
And that is later on then.
就是十七节那里边所说到的十二月十五日。
Verse 17, it came to pass also in the 12th year, in the 15th day of the month.
上面是为埃及法老做哀歌。
In verse 1 it says to lament for Pharaoh king of Egypt.
现在呢是为埃及的众民做哀歌。
But now is to wail for the multitude of Egypt.
那弟兄姊妹，我们留意这两个是不同的对象，哀歌的对象是不同的。
Now brothers and sisters, first take note the audience of these two lamentations, they are different.
但是呢
yet,
引出的结果是一样。
The result of that is the same.
都是说到他们到了阴间的时候，他们就发觉一个问题。
It's the fact that when they are in the nether parts of the earth, that with them that go down to the pits, they will discover.
发觉一个什么问题呢？
What is it that they discover?
从前在地上有许许多多很有本事的人。
They will discover that there are many who are great.
他们从笼统的一句话来说，是完全是未受隔离的人，就是与神没关系的。
In other words, they will discover in general, to summarize, they are those who are uncircumcised, meaning they have nothing to do with God.
他们既然是未受隔离的，就是站在与神为敌的那一个位置上。
And so those who are uncircumcised, meaning they are in opposition to God.
那不管他以前是在哪一个地区出现。
So regardless of where they lived, in what region did they were appeared?
都躺在那里。
They all lie there.
躺在哪里？
They all lie there.
都躺在阴间。
They all lie in the nether parts of the earth.
埃及法老，你和你的众民，一到了阴间，你就发觉，哦，过去那样呼风唤雨的人都在那里，没有什么作为了。
Even Pharaoh and all the multitude of Pharaoh of Egypt will discover, even of the great men of the past, they all lie there, with nothing to boast.
现在我们也来到他们中间，我们也没有做什么作为了。
And now likewise, we lie in the midst of them with nothing to boast.
那这是整个32章里面所提到的那个大概的这情形。
So this is the general situation that is mentioned here in chapter 32.
但是很有意思。
But what is very interesting
是在32章结尾那两句话。
It is at the end of chapter 32.
那就是31节对末了。
And so it is at the end of verse 31.
法老看见他们，便为他被杀的军队受安慰。这是主耶和华说的。我任凭法老在活人之地使人惊恐，法老和他的群众必放在未受隔离和被杀的人中，这是主耶和华说的。
Pharaoh shall see them and shall be comforted over all his multitude, even Pharaoh and all his army slain by the sword, said of the Lord God. For I have caused my terror in the land of the living, and he shall be laid in the midst of the uncircumcised with them that are slain with the sword.Even Pharaoh and all his multitude said of the Lord God.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
还有，你说幽默也不是幽默，你说不是幽默，它也实在是很碰到人的心思里头的一些东西。
And you say it's this humorous or satirical, but it really does touch our hearts.
就是说都到了阴间。
And they're all in the nether parts of the earth.
法老说看到的哦，历史上所有的那个那些与神无关站在与神面前为敌的人全都躺在那里，动都不能动了。
And so now all those who are uncircumcised have nothing to do with God, and they all lie there with nothing to do.
就引出一件事情。
And so this is the result.
哦，看到他们都是这样，那我的军队被杀了，也没有什么了不起。哎呀，我也觉得我们也可以接受吧。
And so when Pharaoh shall see them, he shall be comforted, or he would be able to accept the fact that as great as he is lying there amongst all the others who are lying there.Who are uncircumcised.
不然的话你怎么能解说法老看见自己被杀的军队还得了安慰。
How can we explain the fact that Pharaoh shall see them and shall be comforted over all his multitude and all his army slain by the sword?
这完完整整是说出了人的尽头就是什么都没有。
And this clearly tells us at the end of man,It is in vain, it is empty.
不要在那里以为自己是可靠，连神都可以丢在一边。
And do not put your trust in yourself that you can just put God on the side.
那这个话好像当时是对埃及法老说的。
So it seems as if these words were only spoken at Pharaoh, at that time.
但是实际上呢，是对当年被掳的犹大人说的。
But in fact, these words, the audience of these words are spoken to those who are in captivity.
让他们看见一件事。
They will see this.
如果你们不以神做你们的依靠，不跟随神的脚中来往前，你们要依靠人的话，你们的结局也不过是如此。
If you do not put your trust in God and you do not follow the footsteps of God, likewise, this will be your end.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主在以西结书里头用很不同的 方面来说出一件很严肃的事。
God have used many different illustrations throughout the book of Ezekiel to tell us of a very solemn matter.
不认识神的人可以在地上做许许多多的大事。
Those who know not God can do even very great things on earth.
但是这许许多多的大事到头来仍然是虚空的虚空。
Yet, even these great things, at the end of it all, they are the vanity of vanity.
神的百姓如果放弃对神的依靠而转去依靠人的话，他们的结局也会是叫人悲哀。
If the people of God will turn their trust away from God and put their trust in things which are visible, likewise their end will be very sad and woeful.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
虽然这几章主要的人物是对着埃及来发声。
Even though the direct person spoken against of and these chapters are Egypt.
但是同样的是对所有不以神为有的人来说话。
But likewise, they are spoken to those who are uncircumcised and do not know God.
包括称为神名下的人都在里头。
Even those who are called under the name of God.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
从历史一直到今天。
In history until now.
神总是要让属他的人眼睛要从人事物那里转回到神自己的身上。
God desires man to shift their focus, their attention from people, event and matters back upon God himself.
然后我们才能在神的面前走在合神的心意的路上。
Will we be able to walk in a way that is pleasing, acceptable to God?
所以从33章开始。
So starting with chapter 33,
就转过来，基本上就对着神的百姓说往前行的话。
The direction will shift toward the people of God, how to direct them in the path that they ought to go on ahead.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主好像一个段落一个段落的向人说话。
It seems as if God is speaking to us. Each step of the way.
但是一个总题。
But it is under this theme.
神所说的，神一定按着他所说的来完成。
God will complete according to what he has spoken.
不管是短暂的、眼见的事物。
Not only is it those who are the matters that are temporal or immediate before us.
直到神永远的旨意。神都是按照他的信实来做成他的工。
But even according to his eternal will, God will act according to his own faithfulness.
我想我们就这样把这几章交通过。
I think we'll end our sharing on these few chapters in this way.
我们也是祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主啊，但愿你开我们属灵的眼睛。
Lord, we pray that you will open our spiritual eyes.
也开我们的心窍。
And that you will open also our hearts.
让你在历史上所做过的事，如今也在我们的身上有明确的、新鲜的引导。
So all that you have done in history will give us a fresh guidance and direction.
让我们更好的学识，承认 只有你是主。
So that we will learn well and acknowledge that only you are Lord.
在你以外，我们是无所可靠。
And besides thee, we have no one who we will put our trust in.
靠着你，我们就看到那永远的无限的恩惠和怜悯。
And when we put our trust in you, we will see that infinite grace and mercy.
但愿主保守我们的心思意念，是这样的，不离开你的自己。
Lord, we'll pray that you'll guard our hearts and minds, that we will not depart away from you.
让我们在地上的年日，我们一直走着合你心意的路。
So while our days on earth, we will continue to go on a path that is pleasing to you.
我们将祷告在你面前。
We pray in this way in your presence.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.